This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, James, very, very much. Welcome back, everybody. We're glad to have you tuned. Beautiful Sunday morning. It's about as pretty as it can be in January. Cold and brisk, but nonetheless very lovely. Going to have a couple of nice days and then hopefully a little rain. Rain always helps. Let me welcome again my screeners for this day. And first of all, Randy Williams running the technical side of things. And my screeners, Michelle Shook, who has been screening for me for a long time and who also is my sales rep for everything that I do. And she is mentoring today Rick Williams, who is a Texas certified nursery professional and longtime volunteer at the Dallas Arboretum and a lot of other things. He is quite a great guy, and I'm glad to have both of them there. Rick is kind of learning the way, and I'm sure he'll be a very quick study. So thank you, and Jerry Overton as well. That's our team for today, and right now we are joined by another veteran member, and that's Steve Huddleston, who is with us every Sunday at 9 from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, where he serves as senior horticulturist. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How can I help this morning? What's going on? How can we get the message?
Well, we're starting a new year now, and people might be looking for opportunities to make new resolutions and perhaps to volunteer. That would be a good resolution.
Well, and just as I mentioned about Rick Williams volunteering at the Dallas Arboretum, that's a great place for anybody who enjoys plants or who enjoys people. You don't have to be a plant expert to volunteer at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. Tell us about it.
Well, we have plenty of opportunities to get involved at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. For one thing, people can join the Fort Worth Botanical Society. Benefits include free admission to the conservatory and Japanese garden, 6 issues of a newsletter called The Red Bud, a 10% discount in the gift shop, 10% discount at our plant sales, reciprocity with other botanical gardens across the country, 2 members' parties per year, and plenty of volunteer opportunities. Individual memberships are $40, couples are $60, family memberships are $75. A person can sign up online or come by the garden center and pick up an application, and we'll sign them up.
All right, and we'll tell you how to get to the garden center in just a moment. It's one of the 2 main entrances. All right, and then the volunteer opportunities at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, there's so many options. Tell us about a few of them.
Well, we do have some. For example, on the grounds, any and all of our more than 23 theme gardens welcome volunteers. We have opportunities in the greenhouses to propagate, to water, and so forth. With our education department, people can serve as docents on the grounds or in the conservatory. They can help with children's classes. They can assist with the children's vegetable garden, children's tours, or adult tours. We also have a gift shop where people can volunteer. We have special events such as spring and fall festivals at the Japanese garden. We have spring and fall plant sales. We have concerts in the garden, birds, Christmas trees. For these events, for these special events, people must be members of the Botanical Society to help. I can direct people to the website where they can click on volunteer options and they can see all those volunteer opportunities listed.
That's really cool. That's a fun thing. Do you have some of the Tarrant County Master Gardeners who spend their give back hours volunteering at the Botanic Garden?
Exactly. Yes,
I'll bet you do. That's a great place for Master Gardeners to help out. All right. And so the website where you can click on volunteer options is fwbg.org. It's just the abbreviation of Fort Worth Botanic Garden, fwbg.org. What's your 24-hour information number?
That is 817-871-7686.
All right, and that's an information line just for general consumers who want to come, the general public, to come to the Botanic Garden, find out what's going on, all of that. If you want to call through, there are plenty of ways off the website to call the volunteer office, and you can click through on that to get there. Now, how do they find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and then tell them specifically how to find the Garden Center building so they can come get their sign-up sheets?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park, and to reach the Garden Center, people should take the second entrance north of I-30. That's our main entrance where the floral clock is and the fountains. And as they come in that entrance, they will be looking at the Garden Center.
Just park and walk straight on in.
Exactly.
Easy as that. Is that a 7-day-a-week opportunity? The forms are there at the desk?
Yes, they are at the information desk. Yes.
Off to the left there.
Yes.
I got it. I can
Oh, very
do
good.
that. All right. Steve Huddleston, I really appreciate you taking time every Sunday morning for this. Hope it's a wonderful new year for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden and for you and your family. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. That is sponsored by the great people at Wamak Nursery in De Leon, Texas. Every year about now, I get to tell you about Wamak Nursery, and it's always a joy to do so. I hope that you will contact them for a free catalog. Their website, however, does have a lot of great information on it, WamakNursery.com. There's a little burst of music right at the beginning of it. You'll know you're at the right website. WOMACK, WamakNursery.com. Lovely website. Full of information. Family owned and operated for three, maybe going into fourth generation now. They have a large variety of many types of nut and fruit trees. I'm going to encourage you to order immediately because some of their plants are already selling out. It is just that good a nursery. This is a nursery that for decades has been known to be the best source of the recommended varieties of fruit and nut crops for the state of Texas, and commercial growers buy the hundreds and the thousands from them. Customers can order by phone, or you could call to request the catalog, 254-893-6497. 254-893-6497, or of course you can order online at WamakNursery.com. WOMACK Nursery.com. Their plants are shipped bare-rooted, so they can be mailed. You don't have to drive to De Leon, but you're welcome to do so. They're open 5 days a week, some on Saturdays. Check the website for the exact hours. They're closed on Sundays. At 2551 State Highway 6 in De Leon, Texas, toward Brownwood. That's 2551 State Highway 6, De Leon, Texas, 254-893-6497. On the web, WamakNursery.com.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
There's my buddy, the founder and owner, and just the best tree guy you'll ever meet. Let's go back to our phone lines now, and we go to Carol in Bonham. Tia could not wait with her call. She has an ivy ground cover dying because of a lack of shade. Some tree had died or something, and not much I can do about that, unfortunately, other than change ground covers. Let's go to Carol, and if I understood the question correctly. Carol in Bonham, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
One of my coworkers brought some red-meated grapefruit from home. She lives in very South Texas, and we were wondering if we recover the seeds from those, if we could plant those in pots and try to grow them here, realizing we'd have to drag them in, like the lady with the lime tree, drag them in and out. But is that something that's feasible to start from seed?
Yes, 100% feasible. You will get grapefruit. They will need to be 15 or 20 feet tall and wide to produce fruit. Whether that's feasible or not is very problematic, and you will not get the ruby red or star ruby grapefruit back from seed. You'll get just rogue seedling grapefruit. You will not get the same variety back. So for those two reasons, I would encourage you not to bother.
Not to try.
Yeah.
All right. That's what we needed to know before we were frustrated. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for the call. Fruit and pecan trees do not reproduce true from seed. You plant seed of any of the improved fruit and pecan tree varieties, whether it's citrus or apples or pears or peaches or plums or grapes or whatever it is you have. They're not going to give you the same variety back. They're hybrids. Just as when we marry and have children, they are not exact genetic matches with either the mother or the father. Same deal exactly. Let's go to Dick in Flower Mound. Dick, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Mr. Sperry. Appreciate your show.
Thank you.
At any rate, we've got an acre out here, Flower Mound area. The lawn has been woefully neglected for about the last 6 years or so, and I'm trying to rejuvenate it. We got weeds. We've got some places very little grass, and it's mostly Bermuda, some St. Augustine. The St. Augustine is doing quite well, but I want to find out, how do I get started to do I kill the weeds first and then fertilize? And
I would use a broadleafed weed killer on it in late February when the temperatures in the daytime are up in the 70s. It's too cold now for those to be effective. And so I'd use a broadleafed weed killer containing 2,4-D to control the non-grassy weeds. And then I would also use a pre-emergent weed killer in early March, and then again in early June. All of this is both on my Facebook page and also on my website, so that I don't have to spend 10 minutes giving all the details of it. And it's also in my calendar if you happen to have or be getting one of my calendars.
I'm going to get that, yeah.
Well, it's all right there for you. And so close mowing, proper application of weed killers, and adequate water will get the grass growing beautifully again. If you mow at an inch and a half, Bermuda will zoom out come late April and May. It has to have good warm weather. You won't see much response until late April. St. Augustine of those two is the dominant grass, and you're going to end up with St. Augustine crowding out the Bermuda. And St. Augustine does require more water, and it does have a few more insect and disease problems. I love St. Augustine, but it is, like some of my other friends, it has its baggage. And so you have to know that going in, and if you don't want St. Augustine, then before you do any of this, you might want to take some step to get rid of it. And unfortunately, we don't have a good herbicide that kills it without killing the Bermuda, so you'll have to be very judicious in applying something like a glyphosate to kill the St. Augustine, and just a straight glyphosate like the original Roundup. So it's a 1 hour discussion. It's not as easy as just a quick
fix. Right, I just didn't know where to get started.
Well, you start with the broadleafed weed killer and regular mowing at an inch and a half, and fertilizer with all nitrogen
in the spring. And what about seeding?
Well, that'd be the fertilizer, all nitrogen.
No, I was gonna put new seed or some more seed.
Oh, seeding. I thought you said feeding. I'm so sorry. I doubt that you'll have to do that. If you have Bermuda out there, if you have a piece of Bermuda the size of a paperclip, this is always the way I describe it, per square foot, that square foot will be covered more quickly from the existing Bermuda than if you come in with seed. Seed has to have a good seed bed prepared because it's so tiny. And you'd have to rototill, and it ends up being more trouble than it's worth. You'd be better off to get the grass going really well, and if you have some bald areas, then do the transplanting trick, and just take a 4x4 inch piece of the Bermuda sod and move it from here to over there. Take the soil from over there to here to fill in the hole you just dug, and just trade the two things, and the grass will take right off and cover. That's an April or May task.
Okay, and what about, one more quick question, aerating?
You can do it if you wish. I have never aerated a lawn in my life. I've also never had a lawn that had horrible compaction or thatch. Those are the two reasons you would aerate. Most people don't need to aerate turf.
Okay.
All right. You're on your way, but do a lot of reading. I have a lot of good stuff on my Facebook page in notes, if you look under notes, and then also on my website.
Okay, I'll do that. I think, like I said, I didn't know where to jump in here. So
that'll get you started. I appreciate your call. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You bet. That's a big assignment, and I think my calendar would be a help to him. You'll rarely hear me plug my own products during the course of an answer, but I did in that case, and I really do think it would help. My calendar, and this is an ad for the calendar, my calendar is 1/3 off the regular price if you buy it before 11 o'clock today while we still have calendars available, with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to our magazine. I spend about a month each year developing the calendar and all of the text that goes into it that tells you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray the plants that you're growing in your landscape and garden. Do you wonder when to put out a pre-emergent weed killer? Do you wonder when the post-emergent weed killers will be effective? It's all in the calendar, and it just tells you bullet by bullet when to do those things. It's a beautiful wall calendar. Before Christmas, I referred to it as a lovely gift calendar. It is. You can hang it anywhere in your house and enjoy it, but down at the bottom of the grid page is all of that slug of information. It's probably the most power-packed 14-page document I publish in my life. And so there it is. The 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar, the few remaining copies, you get it at a one-third savings when you buy it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, featuring the finest garden writers in Texas. Total price, $38.95, $3 postage on the calendar. Call today before 11. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. That's not a zero, it's an O. 1-800-752-4769.
Here's a phone number you'll want to save, 214-333-0003. That's the number to Advanced Foundation Repair, the leaders in the foundation repair industry. Call Advanced Foundation Repair like I did. The home inspection is thorough, it's free, and it's without obligation. If you do need repairs, they'll be quick and dependable, and their work will be guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
We have had so much going on the last couple of weeks that we have not been to Silver Tie Cuisine in Allen, and we're going to get there sometime in the next week or so. Promised my wife that last night. She's been out of town at a school function, school board function, and I said, you know what, we need to get back to Silver Tie. It's been a few weeks since we've been there, and I got to have some of that wonderful Thai food. You will enjoy this restaurant very much. We've been happy customers there for 12 or 13 years. I don't know how long they've been there, but we must have been there soon after they opened, and we've been going back ever since. We have several things that we like very, very much. And one of the things that I like about Silver Tie Cuisine is, well, first of all, it's convenient to Collin County. That's kind of nice. And then secondly, something worth mentioning is the fact that the owner of Silver Tie has worked there since he was a busboy, and he's worked his way up in the restaurant and all the way through the kitchen. He knows every aspect of that business, and he is dedicated to keeping it exactly the same as it always has been. Silver Tie is very conveniently located. It's a name change from the Samui Tie that it had been. That happened when Ken bought the restaurant 6 or 8 months ago. You'll love it as much as we do. They are at 906 West McDermott, Suite 104 in Allen, right beside Jason's Deli and right behind Starbucks and Chick-fil-A. I'm telling you, all the other food places, because Silver Tie is just such a step up in terms of fine dining and wonderful, individually prepared, everything prepared right on site dining. Silver Tie Cuisine. It's Silver Tie, T-H-A-I, SilverTieAllen.com, 972-747-7452. 972-747-7452. That's Silver Tie Cuisine, 906 West McDermott in Allen.
For all of the years that I've been doing commercial radio, I've been very careful to limit my advertising to products, companies, and services that I knew to be reputable and dependable. I'm proud of my longtime association with Whiz Q Stone, 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth, 817-429-0822. On the web, whiz-q.com. And Dallas Plumbing Company, 214-340-6300. Also for heating and air conditioning. On the web, DallasPlumbing.com.
Had a couple of calls drop off right there. I had plenty to get me through, and two or three dropped away, so I would love to hear from you right now. If you'd like to call, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call right now, and you will be on the air before you know it, 800-288-9227. I want to give thanks once again to the Baylor Healthcare System. Our grandson Sam suffered a broken arm Thursday, and he was just faithfully served by the Baylor Healthcare System. We are strong believers in Baylor Medicine and how really, really good they are. And thank you for all the well wishes to Sam. He was playing basketball, practicing at his high school, and those things do happen. So he'll be made well again, thanks to Baylor. I want to tell you about the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. That actually is where his mother's life was saved when he was a little guy 7 years ago. Sam was six, and his mother
was in a coma for 11 days. They saved her life at Baylor Plano. I want to tell you about another feature that we learned about while we were there with her, and that's the Baylor Scoliosis Center at Baylor Plano. Scoliosis is a painful, disfiguring condition of the spine. Idiopathic scoliosis affects children and adolescents and adults. The Baylor Scoliosis Center in Plano is nationally recognized for the treatment of scoliosis, specializing in advanced treatment for difficult scoliosis and spinal cases in adults and children. It's one of the largest scoliosis centers in America. Baylor Scoliosis Center focuses on both the physical and the emotional effects of scoliosis. Treatments range from observation to bracing to rehab to complex surgeries. Baylor's highly qualified scoliosis team provides a comprehensive diagnosis for the curvature of your spine through a physical exam of the back and extensive testing. Then they determine which treatment options are right for you. They're the best. It's the BaylorScoliosisCenter.com. The BaylorScoliosisCenter.com, 1-888-781-5558, 1-888-781-5558, the Baylor Scoliosis Center, a part of the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano. Let's go back to the phones to Greer in Garland. Greer, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I was just wondering, when's the best time to resad your lawn with San Augustine?
You need to wait until April, and then from that point on, any time up till the end of August, but the best time would be May.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, you bet. All right, they are screening several other calls, and so you know what I'm going to do, Randy? I'm just going to get us into Jerry's newscast ahead of time. I know he will faint. I know it's just impossible to believe. Let me tell you about Rubel's Plants of Texas right now. They are a sponsor of our home landscape school, and they are where Dallas goes for plants. Michael Rubin began selling bedding plants with a small truck and a very small space at the Dallas Farmers Market, one truckload at a time, one customer at a time, and the desire to satisfy every customer earned a reputation that the best plants would be found at Rubel's. That was 20 years ago, and today the entire Rubel family works to expand that reputation for excellence, both in service and the quality of plants and products, and now they're in three locations. They grow their bedding plants at their farm. That's a fourth location, just 7 miles from downtown. New plants are delivered to each of their locations daily. You need to come by and see the wonderful inventory of shrubs and color plants, all kinds of plants. Their landscape division can deliver and plant all your new plants. Rubel's staff has been with them for years. Come see the friends that you've grown to know. In Farmers Market, they're at 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. I'll give you that phone number. It's 214-744-9100. They're open 8 to 6 every day of the year. 214-744-9100. In Lakewood at 7219 East Grand, and on Lemon Avenue in the Love Field area at 6630 Lemon Avenue. Rubels.com, Rubals.com. They're terrific. It's Rubel's Plants of Texas.
Tradition, heritage, experience. 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Well, I mentioned that Rubel's is a sponsor of our home landscape school, and so is Dixon Brothers. We're proud that Dixon Brothers is a sponsor. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Thank you for your sponsorship of the Home Landscape School Saturday, January 26 in Plano. You need to sign up before we run out of seats. It's always a sellout. This is the 18th year that we've done our Home Landscape School, and we have made it decidedly better and bigger than ever before this year. In fact, I'm going to be teaching a lot. That's not necessarily why it's better, but I'm going to be teaching a lot more than I ever have at the school this year. A couple of new speakers lined up for you. We did have Jimmy Turner last year, and Jimmy did a wonderful job on annuals and perennials. He got rave reviews, so we invited him back on that topic. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens in Weatherford. one of my favorite horticulturists, one of my favorite horticultural writers, and a longtime dear friend. Stephen and I will be tag team teaching all day long on Saturday, January 26th. We'll teach you to appreciate fine landscape design, how to recognize it when you see it, how to draw a landscape plan to scale so that you will be able to design your own landscape project. And we'll teach you the best plants for North Texas, for Texas landscaping, all of Texas for that matter, and including the best trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, and how to have a perfect lawn. We'll teach you how to do a great entry and rear landscape at your home. Then if you have a project you want to work on, and I'll bet you do, then we will even line you up with a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping professional to complete your own landscape plan on Saturday or Sunday, February 9 or 10 in North Dallas. You'll leave with a working drawing of your project and the knowledge of how to design additional projects in the future. The all-day event will be Saturday, January 26th. The landscape consultations, 30 minutes, will be February 9 or 10 in Dallas. One person, $199. Two people, same household, $239. And you register by calling the same number you call for the calendar offer. That's 800-752-GROW. That number will be operational until 11 o'clock today. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Time to check in with the WBP 24/7 newsroom. Again, Jerry Overton. Jerry?
Thank you, Neil. We've got 38 degrees at 9:31. Are we done with tax discussions or not? We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And the Weather in Touch forecast, sunny and 56 today. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 32 for the low. Sun will be out again tomorrow and 58 for the high. Then tomorrow night, the clouds start moving in and so does the rain Tuesday and Wednesday. Look for highs in the low 50s on Tuesday and Wednesday as well. 38 degrees at DFW Airport. Now, the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
And in Dallas, 635 LBJ east and westbound between Midway and Josie. Watch for ongoing road work and possible lane closures. And in North Richland Hills, an accident involving an overturned vehicle should be in the clearing stages, though, along Mid-Cities Boulevard at Roof Snow. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Lane Brooks.
Democrat and Republican congressional leaders sounding conflicting notes on whatever budget talks lie ahead in the next 60 days. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell telling ABC's This Week that the fiscal cliff deal puts the tax issue behind us, and it is now time to focus solely on confronting what he calls Washington's spending addiction.
The biggest problem confronting the country is not taxes, it's spending. We don't have this problem because we tax too little. We have it because we spend too much.
But House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi telling CBS Face the Nation a push for higher taxes on upper-income earners is not off the table. Hockey fans waking up to some good news today. A tentative agreement between the National Hockey League and its players. Deal said to be for 10 years must still be ratified by a majority of the league's owners and the union's membership. And South Africa's president says Nelson Mandela has recovered now from his recent lung infection and surgical procedure to remove gallstones. Doctors say the 94-year-old Mandela has made steady progress and continues to improve. Again, looking for a high of 56, it is 38 degrees. From the 24/7 newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
When Barack Obama ran for re-election, he said he would be the nicest president to women that women have ever seen. Well, coming up on the Monday Morning Ben Ferguson Show, that doesn't seem to be the case, and in fact, many women are very angry about it. They're not included in White House meetings, and his own women on his own staff make a significant amount less than men in the same positions. I'll give you all the details coming up on the Monday Morning Ben Ferguson Show from 9 to 11 a.m. on News Talk 820 a.m. and 96.7 FM WBAP.
Get one of the few remaining copies of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. It has more than 10,000 words telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and protect all the plants at your place. Get it along with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, and you'll save one-third on the calendar. Get it all for only $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Order online, neilsperry.com. Tell you about Dallas Plumbing right now, and they are just the best it gets in plumbing contracting. If you have any kind of plumbing repair that you need to call Dallas Plumbing. If you have heating or air conditioning problems, probably heating at this time of year, you need to call Dallas Plumbing. They do it right. Dallas Plumbing Company has served the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex for 110 years. Family owned by the Downs family for four generations. It's a legacy company to be sure. One company for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. You are familiar with their black and orange trucks. You've seen them all over the Metroplex. You probably have them in your neighborhood now. So you need to call Dallas Plumbing and get them on site. New customers who haven't used Dallas Plumbing in the last 3 years will receive $50 off your first plumbing or air conditioning service call or heating call. They also have a new display showroom at their kitchen and bath showroom at 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas. 11055 Plano Road. That's a mile or so north of LBJ. Avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to your plumbing. Talk to the experts first. Tell them Neil was bragging about them. And if you want to tell them, hey, Neil was saying he got all of his plumbing fixtures for his home there 7 or 8 years ago during a major remodel. That's exactly the case. They are the best, and our builder sent us to Dallas Plumbing Company. That was long before I ever knew I would be doing ads for them. For more information, for offers, for anything, go to their website at dallasplumbing.com or call them at 214-340-6300. Nice people. Nice people. 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com. All right, we go back to our phone lines.
Hi, I'm Rob Weir of Shades of Green in Frisco. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob. Let's go back to our phone lines. We go to Cliff in Arlington. Cliff, this is Neil. Good morning.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I just want to ask a question. I've got a big old tree in my backyard, and I'm afraid it's going to fall over my house if I put up the retaining wall that I'm thinking about. So how close can I get to this thing before I start damaging it?
What kind of tree is it, Cliff?
It's an oak.
All right. Post oak? Native?
Yes.
All right.
It's about a foot and a half diameter.
All right, native post oaks, if you have a post oak, and a lot of Arlington is in post oak country, they are a little less forgiving than other trees would be in terms of things that you do around their roots. They're much less forgiving. That's why you'll never see them sold in nurseries, for example. I just, as the beginning to this answer, must start by saying you need a certified arborist working alongside you to make sure that this is done in a way that won't harm the tree. A certified arborist is kind of like having an advocate for a child in a court case. You know, somebody looking out for the interest and not really thinking about anything else. And I am here to protect this tree. And I think that will really pay for itself. That said, every tree will vary. The roots, root systems vary a great deal from one tree to the next in terms of where they are, how they develop. It's just like people vary a great deal. Hopefully you won't have to cut any major roots, but if you do have to cut them, hopefully you minimize that as much as you can. This time of year is better than waiting until spring or summer to do it. October, November, December would be the ideal times, and you're pretty close to those times, just so that it has some time to acclimate before next summer. But I don't want to go any closer to answering without just saying if you get a certified arborist on the scene, that person will know exactly what you can do.
Okay. Well, let me ask one other question. If you put, say, for instance, I put the retaining wall and then concrete the whole patio area. Now, since the tree actually runs over the top of the house, I'm sure that there's roots underneath there. Is that going to hurt the tree?
Are you going to be taking soil away from the root system anywhere?
Well, not on the flat part, on the retaining wall, but not on the flat.
I understood that. That's why I asked. If you're cutting major roots to build your retaining wall, and the reason for the retaining wall is to help keep the tree from falling?
Well, no, it's just to make room in the patio to put a shed.
Okay. All right. Well, one thing that can be done to help keep a tree from toppling if it's leaning, and I've done this several times over my home and over my daughter's home, is you have a certified arborist on site, and you get them up in the trees, and they remove heavy weight on that side of the tree. They remove branches, maybe branches you wouldn't normally remove, but you do so to avoid damage later. We just had a 12 or 13 inch diameter pecan leaf taken off, limb taken off a pecan tree that is over our home, just because if that fell, it would take out about half of our home. And it looked fine, but it's also one of the lower branches, and so I knew it would eventually decline because of the shading. I have a wonderful sponsor. They work in Arlington. I'm going to have Randy put you back on hold, and if Michelle has not already given you their contact information, they would be the ones I would call. I don't do plugs on the radio for my sponsors. I don't think that sounds good. But I would get somebody, whether it's them or whether it's somebody you already are working with, but a certified arborist, to look at this and determine. Cutting roots is a very traumatic thing, and most especially to post oaks. So anyway, all right, I think he must be on hold already. Let me go to Jeff in Fort Worth. Jeff, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, Neil. I'm a pretty experienced vegetable gardener, but this year I'm going to attempt for the first time to start my own pepper and tomato transplants from seed indoors using fluorescent grow lights. Two-part question. When should I start the germination process? And once they emerge, how many hours of light should I give?
What size of transplant are you trying to have ready to set out into the garden?
Just like the standard 4-inch pots.
4-inch pots, all right.
In the nursery.
You need to allow a couple months for tomato transplants if they're going to be in cool conditions. Probably 7 weeks, 6 or 7 weeks if they're going to be at 70 degrees. Thing that most people fall down on when they grow transplants is they tend to grow them indoors too long, and they're not tough. They can't handle the conditions when they go outside. They need to be acclimated to full sunlight. So as soon as they're up and growing, they need to be in full sunlight, whether that is a cold frame or whether it's a greenhouse or whether it's a sunroom with a skylight. They need to be in full sunlight. Grow lights are not enough. If you think about trying to read the newspaper under grow lights, you'd say, yeah, I can do that. That's fine. Here, I'm reading away. Well, then go outside and take that same newspaper outside today and hold it where the sun shines on it and try to read it right after you've left the grow lights, and you'll be blinded. And that's the difference of light, and that's what the plants need. You know, they're going to be growing in full sunlight in June or in May, and that's even brighter than today. And so you have to give them enough light. It's better if you can grow them cool. 62 or 63 degrees would be a lot better than 70, because they will tend to get elongated if they're in warm conditions. So those are the two things. And then when you take them out, they have to be acclimated to the wind and the things that happen in March and April. You know, it's just not the easiest time to sit outside in Texas. If you're not being pelted by hailstones, you're being blown at 40 miles an hour from winds from all directions. So you have to get them toughened up a bit before you put them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I throw all that out just to tell you where I see people make mistakes and be disappointed later. I would start tomato transplants probably about the 1st of February, and peppers maybe a week or two before that. Peppers need somewhat warmer conditions when you put them out, so they could actually both be started 1st of February, and you just don't plant them out quite as quickly as you do the tomatoes.
Okay, and the hours of light?
Hours of light, full sunlight.
I mean with the grow lights.
Until they're germinated, doesn't matter, and once they germinate, full sunlight.
So 24 hours?
Full sunlight. That's 7 to 5, 10 hours of sunlight.
Okay.
And then next month it'll be 11 hours of sunlight. It's they just need to be in full sunlight.
Gotcha.
Grow lights are not adequate for tomato transplants. That's what I'm trying to say. I didn't say it very well.
Well, I've got the fluorescent lights on a pulley system that I'll be able to put, 1 to 2 inches above the plants and raise as they grow.
Okay. All right, and I'm fine with that if you want to do that, but it will surely give you very soft, tender plants. You're going to have to toughen them up at some point.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't I wouldn't recommend it if you just ask me flat off, should I buy grow lights or should I grow them in a greenhouse in full sunlight? There's no question.
Gotcha.
I really came across kind of strong-handed, and I apologize, but I just don't want to compromise my feelings. Some plants will do well under grow lights, but they are plants that don't need full sunlight. How many times can I say that phrase in one answer, I guess? So anyway,
okay. I
hope it works. And I've done that. You know, when we were in college, I didn't have a dime. Now it's a matter of finding varieties you can't find in nurseries, and plus just the challenge of growing things. But it also is an economic thing. And I built a cold frame. I just kind of put together a cold frame, and that worked beautifully for me. You have to manage it a little bit, but I was studying for my master's degree orals, and so I was in our mobile home all the time anyway, and I'd just go out and open it if it started to get too warm. And those transplants turned out wonderfully. They made great transplants, but that gets them out into the more normal conditions that they'll have to face. I wish you well. I hope that helps.
Well, I'll let you know.
Thanks. Good luck. Thank you, Jeff, for calling. I appreciate it. All right. Larry and Whitney, Wendy and Wise County. We've got two stickery things coming up here. We'll help you in just a moment. Stay with me. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, featuring outstanding garden writers from all over Texas. I love doing our magazine. Day after tomorrow, we will have our photo choosing meeting and editorial planning meeting for the upcoming issues of the magazine. That's always a highlight. I love doing that. And I think you'll enjoy the magazine. If you've never seen it, it's not on newsstands. We don't try to put it there. It's offered with this offer or independently if you wish, just by itself, if you wish. And your satisfaction with it's always guaranteed, or I'll refund your money on any of my publications. So here is the offer I have for you now, and it's the best one we have all year. People love this offer. We sell a ton of calendars from it. So 1/3 savings on my calendar when you buy it with a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. All of it written just for Texas. Now, I know that calendars don't vary from Texas to Vermont in terms of the dates. I understand that. I'll give you that. But what you find on my calendar is down at the bottom of each month's grid page is a ton of information, dozens of bullets, in fact, hundreds of bullets through the course of the calendar, telling you month by month when you need to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. That is so much information. It will really help you know when to do things. And so if your question begins, Neil, when should I do such and such? It's all in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, all that information. We don't have many calendars left, so call before 11 today to order. Save 1/3 on it by buying it with the magazine subscription, new or renewal, $38.95. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769.
Hi, I'm Megan. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was unhappy. My parents realized I had a problem. I got sent to a short-term facility. From the short-term facility, they sent me to long-term, and from there, they recommended Serenity High School. The best thing about Serenity High would probably have to be the one-on-one I get with my teachers and the meetings that we have twice a week here. In the past 3 years, I've seen many kids graduate, and that gives me hope that I can graduate as well. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney. Now that I have been at Serenity for a while, I feel that my life is more complete, and I feel that I'm actually going to get somewhere in life.
I think Megan really says it, and it took me a long time of volunteering at Serenity High to realize, Principal Julie Ferraro said, boy, you finally got it, Neil. Put her arm around me and said that, and Serenity High is 10% about helping kids finish their high school education. That is, of course, critical. But it's 90% about rebuilding self-esteem. And you heard that in Megan's comments. That's what it's about, and that's the miracle that happens at Serenity High. Thank you. I love these new interviews that I have. You have another one coming up, Joel, next hour, and they are wonderful kids. In 1972, a small dream born out of love for reading and recycling was realized, and that one little used bookstore grew into the 115 half-price bookstores in 16 states. Here in the Metroplex, we have 20 neighborhood stores. Well, we have 19 neighborhood stores and that mega store that's on Northwest Highway just east of Central. I've been a half-price book fan since they began. I love these stores, and I love telling you about them. I took our grandson Sam to that big store 2 or 3 years ago. He loves to read, and we ended up coming in the back way. And as I turned the corner and came up that entrance, he could see the loading dock in the building. He'd been to the store with me and McKinney and maybe one or two others, and his mouth just dropped open. It is huge. Resolve to read more in 2013. You can even download reading recommendations to get your resolution started, and that would be at hpb.com. Go to hpb.com, enter to win a $100 half-price book gift card. You must enter by January 14. The winner will be selected at random and notified after January 18. That's at hpb.com. Stock up on family fun for the winter. Half-Price Books has family games, puzzles, even crayons and coloring books. Take a look at their rare and collectible books as well. Helpful staff, great people. They'll buy your books, music, and movies back if you want to clear some space at home of things you've already enjoyed. HPB.com. The books are half-price. The excitement comes free. It's Half-Price Books. And we go back to our phone lines to Larry in Whitney. Larry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you, sir. How can I help you?
Well, I have a good question for you. I just recently bought a home here in Whitney. It's sitting on 5 acres. And it's covered in oak trees and briars. They just cut out enough space to get in there and build the house. And I've been clearing out the yard and all that, you know, getting the briars out of there. I'm wondering how I can get, kill the roots on the briars to where I can get some good grass seed in there.
All right. All right. Well, briars are easy to control. I know from 11 acres of experience with them when we bought our property, I hired the man who lived and still lives 41 years later, lives across the street from us to come in with a brush hog and just mow. And I was amazed that probably 98% of them never offered to come back. Some do, and those are the ones, these are Smilax briars, and they are the ones that have the big tuber down in the ground. And a few of them I've had to hand dig. I probably spend 10 or 15 minutes a year hand digging briars out of my landscape now most of them are long gone. So just that mowing that you've done will get rid of the worst of them. Now, where they're up around trees and you can't mow, then I would cut them off at the ground or dig down with a sharpshooter spade and dig the big roots out.
Yeah, because I've been cutting them off at the ground, but I know some of them is growing back.
If they come back, then there's no weed killer that's going to be effective on them, Larry. If they come back, then that's when I would hand dig them with the sharpshooter, like I mentioned.
All right.
And, it's not a big. It takes half a minute to dig each clump out. It's not a big task.
All right. Task dragging them out of the trees.
Yeah, they're a mess. They really are a mess, and they can get out of hand in a hurry. Listen, I really appreciate your call very, very much. Thank you, sir. And then I think Wendy in Wise County, Randy, has the very same question, so I've kind of answered that one. Let me go to Cindy in Crowley. Cindy, this is Neil. Good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. Good morning. I have a daughter with autism, and she loves to garden. Mm-hmm. So we've built 2 10-by-10 raised flower beds that she wants to put just a variety of flowers and shrubs and things that we can cut to bring in the house. So I've put in topsoil and mulch, but I'm wondering, because we're going to have such a variety of plants going in there, do I need other amendments like peat moss and expanded shale and other things that need to go in there?
Well, and you've done it right by having a defined small space so that she can really succeed and so you don't end up becoming a a full-time groundskeeper to a big garden. That should be very manageable. The way that I prepare soil for a flower garden is I will use native topsoil for some of it, and then I will add about 4 or 5 inches of organic matter, and that usually would be a couple of inches of sphagnum peat moss, one inch of pine bark mulch, 1 inch of compost, and 1 inch of rotted manure. And so those four ingredients, 5 inches deep, and then 1 inch of expanded shale. So you have 6 additional inches of material you're adding in, and I start by rototilling the existing soil down, or if you've hauled the topsoil in, rototill that, then put all this stuff on top, then blend it again and again, and it'll all mix together well that way. And it's almost like a potting soil when you're finished.
Right, and
then, Cindy, every time that you have to replant, or every new opportunity, I'll rephrase how I say that, to plant new flowers, you'll want to add some organic matter in again. And usually I'll use
peat.
Yeah, just because it does decay and pack down. And so you'd add another inch of peat moss, another inch of pine bark mulch, for example. Or if you have compost or shredded leaves, tree leaves, you could use those. But you just keep boosting the soil back up again. You don't have to add more expanded shale for 8 or 10 years. So that's how I would do it. And then I would choose, here I get into advice that you didn't ask for and that you probably have better advice than I, but I would choose easy things that are quick and that are showy, sunflowers, zinnias, marigolds, things like that, that will be very rewarding for her.
Right. Okay. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
You're wonderful. Good luck with it. Report back to us, would you? All right, let's go to Sarah in McKinney. Let me look at my other clock here and see where I am. I have a little bit of time. Sarah, this is Neil Sperry. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How can I help you?
I have two concrete circles in front of my house. One has a live oak tree. It came with the house when I bought it. The other one had one, too, but they moved. Based on the house inspection, they moved that from the front to the back.
All right.
So that one circle is empty. What can I plant there?
Okay, and how big is that circle?
It is about 5 feet away from the other circle, and it is not very big. But
well, if it's only five...
One oak tree is...
All right, hang on. I'm going to run out of time if I'm not careful here. If it's only 5 feet away from a live oak, then I think you need to use a low shrub in it and not put another tree in there. I don't think you're going to have room for another tree. What would happen if
It is about five and a half feet from the other tree.
All right. I would either use a ground cover or I would use a very low shrub like one of the dwarf hollies or dwarf nandina or something of that sort, Sarah, because you don't have room.
How about a hummingbird bush?
It would do all right for a little while, but it needs full sun, and the live oak will cover it up before long. But it would do all right. You could get several years of it. That'd be pretty. Yeah, that's worth a try. All right. I got to run. I appreciate it. Folks, I need some calls. I would like to get the lines filled up during the newscast. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. We'll be back.